JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wein's 5,000 Years of Jewish History, one video clip at a time. Clip number 91, The Beginning of World War II.
The German General Staff was always afraid of conducting a two-front war. That is what had happened to them in the First World War, and to a great extent they attributed their defeat in the First World War to the fact that they had to fight the Russians on the Eastern Front and the Allies on the Western Front. Therefore, it was essential that somehow the Eastern Front be neutralized as far as Germany was concerned. The main power in the East was the Soviet Union. And therefore, Hitler, who had always raged against the Bolsheviks in a pragmatic move, made an alliance with the other cynical dictator, Joseph Stalin, and they made a pact in 1939, which essentially gave the Baltic states, Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia, to the Soviet Union, and also the eastern part of Poland, and while the western part of Poland could be annexed by Germany. This non-aggression pact between Russia and Germany sealed the fate of Poland. The war began in September 1939. Within 6 weeks, Poland was destroyed. The Polish army was unable to hold back the Wehrmacht. Stalin invaded from the east and took over his territories. The Jews of Poland, 3.5 million Jews, plus the Jews of the Baltic states, another few hundred thousand Jews, all were caught in this terrible vice. And in this vice, they would try and survive, but 95% of them would die in the greatest mass extermination of a racial nature in the history of the world. World War II began, and it was the great tragedy that would befall the Jewish people and the world as well. My name is Beryl Wein, and I thank you for watching.
For more on Jewish history, go to jewishhistory.org.